There we go.
Okay, so we are ready to go. Good afternoon. This is Design Commission for Thursday, the 6th of August, 2020. Please note the Commission Hearings Room, room 2500B at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Portland Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. Members of the Design Commission and city staff are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony and comment during today's hearing. The Design Commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and to promote physical distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens public health, safety, and welfare, and requires we meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. Let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff who are here, and let's start with Tim Herron, and then Tim, you hand off. We'll do the handoff routine.
Will do. Tim Herron, Bureau of Development Services. Tanya.
Tanya Paglia, Bureau of Development Services.
And Tanya, you have to hand
off. Oh, hand off. Okay, sorry. I'm going to hand it off to Ralph, the applicant. Oh, sorry, Bureau of Development Services. Laura.
You
Laura
got
from
it.
Bureau of Development Services.
Hello, Laura Duvall, hearings clerk. Brian
Tierney, hearings clerk.
Okay, is there anyone else who is employed by the City of Portland who is with us in the hearings room today? I don't see anyone on the panelist list. So let's go to commissioners, beginning with Commissioner Sam Rodriguez.
Sam Rodriguez, commissioner. Don.
Don Vallister, commissioner. Zari.
Zari Santner, design commissioner. Chandra.
Chandra Robinson, design commissioner. Jessica.
Jessica Molinar, design commissioner. Brian.
Ryan McCarter, design commissioner. Julie.
Back. Okay, and back to me. So design commission members are private. Oh, I'm Julie Livingston. Design commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we have four items on the agenda. First, items of interest, which will be relatively short. We will then move to a design advice request for the Southwest Park Apartments. That will start at about 1:40 and run until just after 3. Then beginning at about 3:15, a design advice request for the 410 Southwest Harrison Street Senior Housing Building. Again, about an hour and a half for that design advice request. And then at about 5, we will move to a type 3 land use review for a remodel to the Alder House. So full agenda today, and let's start with items of interest. Tim, do you have any items of interest?
Just really quick, mostly because Commissioner Sam called me out on it, and I realized, oh yeah, we did something different and didn't tell you about it. So I apologize. First of all, I'm going to double down on Julie's comment. We do have a full agenda today. What makes these go quickly is all of us kind of focusing and keeping on point with our comments. We have testimony, I suspect, for both of the first two items that obviously we obviously allowed time for, but we'll have Laura and or Brian kind of running the clock. And as a reminder, what they'll do is they'll chime in 1 minute before any end of time, and then again at the end of time, and that will be a prompt, you know, for Julie, our chair, to kind of help people wrap up their comments if they're going along. The other item I just want to mention, DARs. As you recall, we did a couple of DAR notes only. You may notice we have DARs at our hearing today. What we decided to do as the COVID crisis kind of kicked into gear, and we weren't able to have hearings because DARs are voluntary, but they're very, very popular and very, very helpful, is to provide a notes-only venue. And one of the reasons why we did that is we did not have room on the Design Commission calendar to accommodate that. And I know you all can attest to that. We've had some pretty long hearing days. And that's a result of the COVID crisis relative to shutting down the hearing room for a couple months and us kind of clearing the logjam, if you will. And that's why August has been pretty full. So now that the agenda is opening up, we realized from some comments from commissioners, but also from applicants, that the forum of the DAR to have an iterative conversation that we will be having today, just like we do with type threes, is invaluable. And we've heard that from both you all and also from customers. And so if the agenda is open and someone submits their application, we will let them choose whether or not they want a notes only DAR or have a live DAR, which is what we're doing today with two items. So I thought I'd give you that update and let you know. If you have any questions, happy to help answer them. And that's all I got.
Okay. Do any commissioners have an item of interest?
Not me.
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Then we will move directly to our second.